Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
LeBron is in the finals again. Welcome to the Chart Beat Podcast. We'll talk all about LeBron going forward. We'll get to some Hot 100 stuff as well. And by the way, my name is Trevor Anderson. I'm a chart manager here at Billboard. I'm joined, as always, by my esteemed colleague,
Gary Truss, Billboard's co-director of charts and still a very proud Boston Celtics fan.
All right, probably the only thing bigger in the universe this week than LeBron making it 8 straight finals. Think about that. That was the last time would have been, 8 years ago?
It's 2010 when the Celtics got to the finals.
Where were you in 2010, Gary? I guess you were just on the sidelines of TD Garden, just woo, let's go.
Well, the Celtics had won in 2008 for the first time since 1986, so they were back. And yeah,
that was the year Paul Pierce, yeah.
Yeah, it would have been great to get a second one. Always hate to lose to the Lakers, but yeah, it was great to see that Celtics-Lakers rivalry back in that era. It was great to see the Celtics back again now. I will say, yeah, obviously Celtics fans are tired of seeing LeBron after the last couple of weeks, but he knows how to take over a game. All respect.
I understand. All right, enough about LeBron and enough about the Cavaliers. The other major news in the pop culture world this weekend, if you were on Twitter, I'm sure you saw BTS is the music industry's the new kings. Number one this week on the Billboard 200 with their album Love Yourself Her. Of course, first K-pop album to hit the very top spot of the chart. So, of course, the ARMY was going insane this weekend that their boys did it. And now we got another piece of good news for him as well. Earlier in the month, an interview with BTS that we had for the Billboard Music Awards, they asked what one of their goals was.
Right. Let's actually play that. This is BTS talking to Chelsea Briggs. Here's what they said.
What do you guys want to accomplish with this album? What are you looking forward to with getting it out? What's something that that you want a BBMA already? What's kind of something else that you'd like to accomplish this year?
Billboard Hot 10.
Wow. Yes.
Yow.
You can do it.
You can do it.
I want to do stadium tour and, yeah, maybe the Billboard Top 10, but no, we're not, it's we're trying to enjoy the ride, living in the moment. So, if we set too many goals, then, it makes us really tired.
All right, and just a few short weeks later, They can check that goal off the list. BTS is in the top 10 of the Hot 100 this week with the song Fake Love, also setting new records left and right for K-pop groups. The first K-pop group top 10 ever in the chart's history. So number one album and top 10 hit on the Hot 100. It's also the best-selling song of the week. So like I said, just, the resume is just expanding so much. They're doing so much. But of course, we'll be talking a lot about BTS and their accomplishments. We're actually going to bring in our friend JJ Ryan, program director down in Oklahoma City. If you guys remember, we had him on a few months ago when we were talking about Mic Drop, ahead of BTS performing at the American Music Awards last year. So we'll bring JJ back to talk about Fake Love and his thoughts about the song and its future from the station that is leading all U.S. radio stations in playing BTS. We'll also get his thoughts on some other songs that are contending for the Song of the Summer crown. And we will do something else because I made this a series, so I have to have a third point in this list.
How about other songs in the top 10 this week? There's beyond BTS, actually, two other new top 10s.
All right, so I couldn't swim. Gary was my lifeguard. He saved me. And as always, let's get into it with a rundown of the top 10 this week on the Billboard Hot 100.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Fake a love,
fake a love. Number 10. Number 7.
If it's meant to be, it'll be, baby, just let it be.
Took what they gave me, did all the favors, they never repay me. It worked in my favor, cause nobody said.
Brand new wheel, got no keys. Tell them my clothes, no stash, please. Soon as I nut, you can go leave. Got M's in the bank, like yes, indeed. Cardio.
Why don't you just meet me in the middle?
Number 5.
I'm losing my mind just a little. So why don't you just meet me in the middle?
We gon' psycho, I'm
number 4.
Michael can't really trust nobody with all this jewelry on you. My roof look like a no-so. Got diamonds by the bolo. Don't act like you my friend when I'm rolling through my hands.
God's plan. God's plan.
Number 3.
I hold back sometimes I won't. Yeah. I feel good sometimes I don't. Yeah. I finesse down Western Road. Yeah. Yes.
This is America.
Number 2.
Don't got you slipping up. Look how I'm living up. Police be tripping up. Yeah, this is America. Guns in my area.
My area.
I got the strap.
You really piping up on these niggas. You gotta be nice for what to these niggas. I understand.
And number 1.
You got a 100 bands. You got a baby Benz. You got some bad friends. High school pics. You was even bad.
All right, any other week this might be sort of more of the lead story. But this week, Drake sneaking back into number 1. The song Nice For What. Taking back over the top spot. This is now 5 weeks at number 1, non-consecutive, of course. The song knocks out Childish Gambino's This Is America, which had been number 1 for the past 2 weeks. So Drake's starting that Memorial Day off nice. You know, summer is coming, and he slips back into number 1. We'll see if he can hold on there. Of course, plenty of challengers in the top 10. Drake himself getting a new top 10 this week by helping out Lil Baby on the song Yes Indeed.
To number 6 after its first full week of tracking, number 2 in streams this week. So the kind of how Blockboy JB had Drake on Look Alive. Now, same kind of thing. You put Drake on a track in 2018, it's pretty much guarantees you a top 10 hit. So it's Drake's 26th Hot 100 top 10. He passes Elvis Presley at 25, although Elvis's career started before the Hot 100. But Drake, ninth place all time among acts with the most Hot 100 top 10s. And you got to figure with the new album coming out, he's debuted in the top 10 with album tracks before. You figure maybe he's going to get to 27, 28, maybe right off the bat.
Well, we already have another song from Drake out.
Right.
The song I'm Upset. Number 1 over the weekend for a while, already hovering in the top 10 of Spotify. We know, obviously, how big Drake is on streaming, so 27 could come as soon as next week.
Yeah, so the only acts with 30-plus top 10s are Madonna with 38, The Beatles with 34, and Rihanna with 31. So Drake now at 26, and the momentum he has seems almost like a lock. He's going to become the fourth member of the 30 top 10s club, maybe pretty soon.
And you mentioned just how quickly those top 10s are coming up. Already 6 top 10s for the year on Drake. We're not even halfway through 2018 yet.
Yeah.
And he's already got 6 for the year. Last year, just to put that in perspective, Quavo was the leader in most top 10s overall. Quavo, quote unquote, only had 4 for the whole year. So Drake already blowing past what so many artists did last year. We're not even at the halfway point. And Gary, like you mentioned, pivotal point, the album is not even out yet. So you know there's plenty of tricks left up Drake's sleeve. It's going to be a monster year for him.
Also in new in the top 10, this one's a little bit different, feels to me. Ella May, we heard back at number 8 with Boot Up. Not often we see a brand new female R&B act, not rap, hit the top 10, or really at all, never mind in a first try. We had Cardi B rap do that last year. We going back a little bit, Alessia Cara with Here. It was the number one R&B hip-hop hit, but kind of feels a little more pop than R&B. This one feels really straight down the lane of just pure R&B.
Oh, you got DJ Mustard handling production, so obviously he knows what he's doing when it comes to a lot of those acts. And yeah, I mean, this is one of those things that it's kind of nice. I think we talked about when sort of Dua Lipa was having a big hit with New Rules. Some of these songs that obviously when you're a Drake or you're, you know, at this point Cardi B or Ed Sheeran, you can kind of crash the top 10 on demand, on arrival. Always kind of nice to see a song have to work its way up the chart slowly but surely, you know, get that radio play, get some exposure, see it climb up each week and get all the way to the top 10. That's a, I mean, that's a huge thing for her. We haven't seen a whole lot of R&B, you know, in the past couple of years move the needle nearly as much as it did maybe in the early part of the last decade, certainly in the 90s. So for a new R&B face to be in the top 10, I think is a huge breakthrough for the genre.
All right. The other new song in the top 10 this week, as we talked about, BTS with Fake Love. So so many points about that. Again, just to recap, first top 10 ever for BTS, first top 10 ever for a K-pop group, and just the third top 10 for any K-pop act. But it's been a while since we had the first two. It was back in 2012 and 2013 when Psy had
Oppan Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style.
And Gentlemen as well, those both hit to the top 10, but that was back in 2012, 2013, and he was almost more of his own phenomenon, I think, just kind of, especially Gangnam Style was just kind of its own thing from the video. It wasn't like all of a sudden we had this huge explosion. I guess in some ways it's BTS is kind of the same, but we see other K-pop acts doing well on our social 50. So it's not just one song this time. It really feels like this really does signify another.
There's some weight behind the movement.
Exactly. All right. For more BTS, someone who really been at the forefront of them having success in the U.S., one of the program directors who's been pretty much championing BTS from the beginning. They've been really out front of just about every other station with other songs, DNA, Mic Drop, KJYO, KJ103 in Oklahoma City. JJ Ryan, the program director, he's been on before here on the podcast talking about how big they've been, but how he's been one of the few programmers who's really said, let's try to play some of these even non-English language hits and see how they do in the U.S. So who better to talk to than J.J. Ryan again about Fake Love, which the station is playing more than anyone so far. So back in the Billboard Sharpie podcast, it's J.J. Ryan, program director of KJ103 in Oklahoma City, talking more BTS.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
JJ Ryan, welcome back to the Billboard Sharpie podcast.
Thank you guys for having me again.
This is basically BTS Day here at Billboard as we're recording this on Tuesday. Number one album on the Billboard 200, we announced the first K-pop number one ever on the Billboard 200. And this week, today, we announced that Fake Love, number 10 on the Billboard Top 100, debuts. First K-pop top 10 for a group ever on the Hot 100. So how does it feel for you, JJ, just because you've been really at the forefront in radio of pushing BTS songs? You kind of feel like part of the army that, this is a pretty proud moment.
Yeah, it's really cool. You know, I remember last year saying something along the lines of, you know, it's BTS's world and we're just living in it. And I feel like I said that prematurely now, because to see all the records the guys are breaking right now with their music and their album and stuff, it's pretty rewarding. And obviously in the US they've come a long way since, you know, not officially having a single last year when we played them, to then releasing Mic Drop, and now they have, you know, a new album and a single that looks, you know, at least on first week, looks really, 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 really strong.
What did you think about the Billboard Music Awards? A lot of people who were there, and I think even on TV you could sense that really seemed to be where the loudest applause was throughout the night.
Yeah, it was kind of, you know, I made a couple tweets. It was kind of funny. Like, I almost kind of wondered, did the other artists that were there feel weird or awkward? And when they said BTS, it was like the place got six times louder. So
yeah.
It was definitely a BTS crowd in that audience, and you could feel the energy even more so than last year. I think their performance was really, really strong. I definitely heard more vocals this time around than I did, you know, last year. So relying less on backing track, which I think is great for the average listener that may be seeing them for the first time. You know, boy bands kind of have that stigma once in a while. And you know, there have been ones here in the U.S., One Direction's a great example, where the guys could play, they could sing. And this, I felt like, did a really good job of showcasing that, hey, these guys can dance. And they can do it really, really well, but they can also perform and sing at the same time too, given the right song and the right opportunity. So I feel like their performance was great, and obviously it's the second year. If you missed them last year, people are at least now going, who is BTS? And I did see a lot of that on social media after the performance, which I'm sure you guys did too. So I feel like the mainstream, you know, public that doesn't know, the general public that doesn't know K-pop or BTS, they're at least starting to kind of somewhat be on the radar, and people are at least asking, hey, who is that? And obviously they're starting to hear the new song on the radio too. So if they didn't see the performance, they're asking the question because they're hearing the song on the radio too.
I think it helps too that, at least for me, I'm sure for a lot of people, the chorus for Fake Love, when they say Fake Love, it's the English part. It's really a one listen hook. So I think for people, like you're saying, who maybe didn't know the whole story, they tune in, they see all the hype, they hear the applause, but also they hear that hook pretty instantly. And I think a lot of people were probably saying, oh, okay, that's really catchy. I think I get it a little bit.
Yeah, the English hook definitely helped. I mean, I remember hearing the song, you know, a few days before it came out, and I only heard it once, and I remember driving home, and it had been 3-4 hours after the fact, and I remember having the Fake Love part in my head still, like, and even the next day I couldn't get it out of my head. So I feel, you know, that this song is definitely, while not, you know, the crazy up-tempo Mic Drop remix that we had, it's a very, you know, down the middle, safe song for them that, you know, does get stuck in your head and can get stuck in your head. Just, you know, we talked about it last year, Despacito, great example. You know, it's just that one word that people kind of got stuck in their head, and this one's, you know, got two, but it's just as easily singable.
Where do you put Fake Love in the catalog at this point? Obviously, again, you guys are leading the way at top 40. You played it 31 times last week, 62 times to date so far, which is the most of any top 40 station. Do you think, they made inroads before, and a lot of it thanks to KJYO, but is this one going to take them maybe further than before?
You know, I think so, and I just got data a couple hours before we jumped on the phone, and you know, looking at reports here in Oklahoma City, and we have a report we look at that combines sales for the market and streaming to kind of give us one, you know, ranking. And Fake Love was top 10 in that report, which is pretty strong. I remember Mike Drop Remix did pretty well, but I don't think it was that strong on the first week. So I think these guys, obviously the platform of the Billboard Music Awards was huge. They were all over TV. So week one is going to be strong, I would say, just because they're all over TV. They had her on Ellen. People are asking who they are and wanting to learn more. And obviously, just like when we talked last week, week two, three, and four, those are going to be the ones that really tell us how strong the song is or isn't, as sales either continue to grow or and once we start getting research, you know, down the road when we have enough spins on it. But from what I'm seeing right now, the song is strong. It's performing better than a lot of the other new songs we're playing. And for a song that new to be that high on that report is really strong, because there's other songs from key artists that aren't nearly that high on week number one recently. So I think the guys are off to a great start. And this song especially, I think so far, at least in Oklahoma City, looks like it's stronger than Mike Drop Remix was on the first week as well.
Okay, so that's sort of the macro picture of how the song's doing. Let's talk a little bit about the micro. Obviously, when we were talking to you last time, you mentioned your daughter was the one who really put you on to BTS, really introduced it in the family. What's her take on the song? And this week must have been insane for her and probably your household in general, right?
Yeah, her reaction to the song was... the day I heard it and the day that the label brought it to us and let us hear it for the first time, I actually brought her to KJ103 with me, and she got to hear it, and we videoed it. There's a video on YouTube of her reaction versus mine. I'm, you know, enjoying the song, and she is just melting down, like shaking and about in tears. So, which I'm assuming was every other BTS fan the first time they heard that song too, or anything from the project. She's, you know, I think more madly in love with the guys now than she was a year ago, if that's even possible. And I've never seen her latch on to an artist before like this. And we've had that discussion around here. Like, I can't remember anyone that's been a fan of an artist as much as BTS fans are a fan of these guys. Their fan base, yes, they're vocal on Twitter, and there's, you know, a large number of them that are on Twitter all the time. But the passion that they have for BTS is one that I've never seen with any other artist before. It's almost like they're, you know, it's almost like they have this connection with the artist to where they feel personally invested in them and like they're family almost. If as weird as that is, it's cool to watch, and I love that she feels so passionately. You know, we're all in this industry because we love music, and to see, you know, one of your kids also feel very passionately about music and a particular artist, I think is really cool, and it's really fun to watch her grow into that. I'm terrified of what it's going to be like when we finally go to a show and see what she does, because if she just does that listening to a song in a studio and she's not near them, I can't imagine what a concert's going to be like.
Is there really any way to explain this kind of magic that they have with their fans?
That's a tough one. One of your guys just did an interview with CNN, Jeff Benjamin, and he was talking about how, you know, these guys tackle, you know, a lot of different issues that a lot of boy bands typically don't talk about. You know, they'll talk about mental health, or they'll talk about politics,
right.
and they're very raw and real. And I think that's a huge part of it. And I know my daughter connects on that side of it a lot. And that could be it. It's such a hard question to answer. I have so many question marks when I talk about BTS, because, you know, the fans are there, and they're there in huge numbers. It's just, why is it different than all the other ones? You know, if any of us can answer that question, I think we would, but it's definitely a phenomenon, that's for sure.
You've been there, JJ, from pretty much the beginning. So it's as much as it's coming out of nowhere for some people, you've seen this growth and kind of feels like this probably isn't the peak. It feels like now that they're hitting this level, they're bringing in even more fans, and it's kind of exciting to see where it's going to go next.
Yeah, I don't think this is the peak by any means. I think it's just getting started is, I think, the easiest way to describe it. You know, they've got great U.S. label support behind them now, and a team that's, you know, obviously going to really, really promote them here. And obviously they already have great relationships with radio and know all of us. So, you know, those guys who may have not been, you know, playing BTS or aware of them early on are probably aware of them now. If they don't know about them already just from social, you know, media and the BTS army alone.
I got no rules, I count them.
All right, I want to ask you about a few other songs on KG 103 while we have you. JJ,
you mean there's other songs other than BTS? What are you talking about?
No, never.
Fans of other acts can go at this point. We'll talk about other acts. one of the songs I wanted to ask about, because it actually this week breaks the record for the longest charting song ever by a female artist on the Billboard's Pop Songs chart, Dua Lipa's New Rules. It's been on for 39 weeks. It was number one. You guys are still playing it 71 times a week last week. It's still your sixth most played song this week. What's behind the staying power to this song?
You know, the song just won't die is pretty much what I would say. It's, you know, New Rules and Dua Lipa in general, she is just on fire right now. And, you know, I think there's a lot of buzz behind her. I know, oddly enough, my daughter is a huge fan of her, just not as much as BTS, but, you know, she's a fan. And I know that the, you know, the younger end of the CHR demo, you know, there's this new wave of female artists that are getting a lot of buzz and becoming almost core artists to our format, you know, where we've always had Taylor Swift and Selena Gomez, but we're adding some, you know, some new blood and Dua Lipa and Halsey are a couple of the ones that come to mind offhand. The audience just loves her songs and they're catchy. They're fun. They're usually all up tempo. So it's easy to like them and get them stuck in your head. I think that's part of it. And it just, New Rules is just kind of a fun song, and we're not seeing really anyone sick of the song yet, as crazy as it is, and we have a lot of spins on that song. It's still one of our, you know, top performing songs, and, you know, she's got a couple new songs that we're playing as well, but the audience just likes it. That's the easiest way to describe why we're playing it so much still, is just it's just one of those songs, you know, kind of like Ed Sheeran, Shape of You, you know, is still, you know, is, you know, as big as it ever was, even to this day.
Yeah, I think part of it too is I feel like the melody is kind of really inventive. It's all different. Also, the female empowerment angle of the lyrics.
Yeah, female pop records are few and far between right now. So I think, you know, between that and the fact that you have an up-tempo record, it's also part of it. If you look at, you know, top 40, and you guys, you know, see the chart every week too, a lot of the songs that are out right now, especially the rhythmic crossover songs, have little to no tempo to them. Whereas, you know, 5 or 10 years ago, all the rhythmic stuff was, you know, was more upbeat, kind of had like a, you know, pop kind of rhythmic feel to it. Now it's more of a more rhythmic, true rhythmic sound, and they don't have any tempo. So I think, you know, when those pop records that have tempo and they're strong come out, I think that's why they stick around so long, is just because, you know, it's that song that makes you feel good and makes you happy, and, you know, you hear it come on the radio and you turn the radio up. I still do, you know, and I hear that song all day long every day, and have since we started playing it. But I still love it just the way I did, you know, the first week I heard it.
I like me better when I'm with you. I like me better when I'm with you. I knew from the first time I stayed for a long time, 'cause I like me better when I like me better when I'm with you.
Another song that's been out a long time, but it's actually still rising, and it actually set a record of its own for longest climb ever to the top 15 on pop songs. Love, I Like Me Better. Is that sort of a song that kind of does feel like it? Maybe it didn't hit you over the head right at first.
Yeah, I've always been a fan of that song, and know it's been out a long time. And if you ask, it's funny, if you ask some people about that song, they'd be like, oh, I love that new song. And then others would be like, that song's like a year and a half old or a year old. So it really depends on who you ask. It's one of those ones that's really, you know, slowly making its way up the chart and you know, starting to get, you know, a lot of, you know, traction in a lot of markets. And so, you know, those that were early on may have already slowed down how much they're playing it because they played it a ton already. But there's others that may have not been as quick to play it early on, and we were one of them, that, you know, it's still growing with our audience and still has, you know, ways to grow.
Is it cool that I said all that?
Is it chill that you're in my head? Cause I know that it's delicate. Is it cool that I said all that? Is it too soon to do this yet? Cause I know that it's delicate.
Sort of, there's the new wave of female artists. We'll talk about sort of the old guard, if you want to call them that. Taylor Swift, in particular, been about a little over 6 months since Reputation came out. So Delicate, obviously, the current radio song. You guys are playing that 39 times last week. Within this 6 month span, you know, it does not seem like any of these Taylor songs are going to have the sort of iconic status of Shake It Off or Blank Space we'll be hearing in 10, 15 years. But what's your take on Delicate and in particular just the whole rollout and what we've heard so far at a Reputation?
It's a loaded question because Taylor songs will always do well, just like, you know, any of the other big core artists like Justin Timberlake, you know, for example. And, you know, yes, there hasn't been those massive hits from her yet as far as radio goes, but, I mean, the girl still sells a ton of concert tickets and sells a ton of albums and moves product every single week and streams. She does all the things right. So, you know, we always kind of take a seat back to going, okay, we don't have a song that shoots up really quick, but we still have, you know, some potential hits on this album. And I can tell you from what we're seeing on Delicate right now, it's not moving as quickly as the other past Taylor songs. But it's doing well, and we just moved it up again last week. So, you know, I think the song sounds like a hit to me. I just don't think it's the very simple, hooky Taylor Swift that we're all used to. This is a different Taylor album, and I think it's going to take time for someone to hear, you know, a song hook or a chorus and get it stuck in their head. This Delicate's a great example of, you know, there's a lot of catchy parts of that song, but there may not be necessarily one part that gets stuck in your head that you're singing kind of later, if that makes sense.
Is there any other Reputation song that you're kind of hoping that, you know, maybe Big Machine needs to roll this particular song out?
If there were a duet with BTS on Reputation, I bet JJ would pick that one as the next single.
That one would be first listen. Yes, that makes, I mean, could you imagine this?
It could be like, just silence.
Could you imagine what Twitter would just implode at that point? And break forever if Taylor Swift and BTS did a song together, which I think would be amazing, by the way, to have that. I think them with a female on a song would be an interesting thing.
Well, I think if I'm not mistaken, they took a picture at the BBMAs,
right.
So the, you know, they may know each other, may have shared some contact info. Could be. I mean, we saw with, you know, Ed Sheeran with Bruno Mars, they kind of re-upped their albums with some remix tracks. So maybe we'll have the Getaway Car remix featuring BTS.
Yeah, just like, you know, like what about Taylor Swift, Ed Sheeran, BTS, and like Ariana Grande and Shawn Mendes all do a song together, and we'll have our song of the year for 2018.
Let's just ask you real quick, JJ, before you go, but quick hits, but a couple other songs that could be big this summer. One's already been out a little bit. How's Ariana Grande's No Tears Left to Cry doing? How does it feel for you going forward?
That song is, you know, obviously it's really early, so I haven't seen anything on the research side of things, but man, she came back strong, and I think it's a great song. And it's one, by the way, that I remember hearing, like I told you, I heard it the first couple times. I was like, I don't know about this one. And now I love it. It's one of my favorite songs. So, I think she's a core artist to us. And to have her back, a strong female pop artist on the radio again is great for our format in general. And the song's doing really well. The sales are great. The streams are great. So I'm really happy so far with the performance of that song.
So in a similar vein, female pure pop, new Selena Gomez, you guys are playing, Back to You.
Yeah, that song is going to be a smash, I think. It's another, you know, big old Selena Gomez hit, and just like Ariana, to have her, you know, back in the mix with a new song, I think is, you know, is great for us, and we need that right now at the format. So she's a recognizable name, and it's a catchy song.
And actually two other songs that you guys are just starting to play going forward for summertime. You know, obviously, we'll tell the connection between these two. Khalid and Normani, Love Lies, and Pharrell and Camila, Sangria Wine. Those feel like they've got some potential as we get towards the summer?
Yeah, I think Pharrell and Camila definitely has that summer you know, vibe to it. And you know, we were talking last week how that song just sounds like summer. So we're really, you know, happy about that release and playing that. And, we just started, you know, obviously playing it cause it just came out, but so we don't have anything really to say on that one yet, but, you know, we think it's going to be strong. So we're behind that. And obviously Camila's just, you know, talked about strong females that maybe core artists at the format soon. She is definitely probably one of the tops of that list. She's been just hit after hit, as you guys know, all over the radio too, and the audience obviously loves her. You know, Khalid, you know, I don't know if there's a more likable guy than that guy outside of Ed Sheeran. The guy is just like the nicest guy. He's always smiling and happy. So I think, you know, the audience really likes him. He always does really well. Streaming and sales are strong. His fan base is also very loyal to him. So I'm crossing my fingers for that one. I personally love him, love the record. I think it's very catchy. But we will we'll see if I had that glass ball to know or not. Yeah. I don't know what I would do, but I'd find some way of making a ton of money with that.
All right. Well, go give your daughter extra allowance, JJ. She keeps giving you that literally in-house research that's proving BTS is
very, very
bigger.
Biased, but yes, it's in-house research. If it was up to her to program the radio station, we would hear nothing but BTS and probably maybe a little bit of Dua Lipa mixed in, but it'd be just pretty much BTS all day long.
All right. Thanks so much, JJ. As always, talk to you again soon.
Yep, sounds good. Take it easy, guys.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.